This is Bodie McCoy with the eighth and final heart dance. This is, usually we call this the dance of awareness, but it is also the dance of loving. And the ultimate lesson here on this level is that awareness and loving are really just two sides of the same coin. But before we get to that, I'd like to point out the form of these dances, which is a circle. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And the first dance and the last dance have some striking similarities. It's important, I think, to connect those together here. The first word in the system of heart dances, the 32 words, the first word is receiving, the first word of the first dance, dance of desire. The first word of this eighth dance, the dance of awareness, is consuming. The correlation, the similarity between receiving and consuming is obvious, but do you see the evolution? To receive something, that's one thing. To consume it is to take it in, to make it your own, to assimilate it. And what we see in this final dance, the first dance, we're having this experience, receiving, giving, wanting, letting go. This really defines the fundamental parameters, cornerstones of our human experience. In the top, this eighth dance, it's consuming, creating, aware, loving. Okay, this is where we begin to affirm that our human experience is also God's experience. This is where we finally come to this recognition that Jesus expressed when he said, I and my Father are one. The part of the prayer that this is connected to is our Father. Our Father is the all-consuming flame. He appears to Moses as a flaming bush. And our Father is the Creator. Creating is the second word. And you see how creating, the second word of this dance, is like giving the second word of the first dance. And the law is, as you give, so shall you receive. That's how we create. Only when we affirm on this level, we are affirming that our giving is our creativity. The third word is aware. God is ever present, all aware, all around us, in everything, all knowing, all aware. And our own purest nature is awareness. And the truth is, consuming, we take in whatever it is that we take in from our life, and we transmute it back into creative energy, which we then express as creative energy to manifest our reality. And as we do that, the thing that directs that creative energy is our awareness. Truly, it's not just what you're aware of, but how you are aware of it that literally defines what you will manifest, how you are giving, how you are creating. We could be looking at a scene, any scene. Let's say it's a wedding. And one of us could be looking at it from the standpoint of, oh, the poor people. They're about to enter into something that is going to plague them the rest of their lives. And the other, looking at the same scene, the same event, is saying, oh, they are so lucky to be beginning this new life together with this unlimited potential for togetherness, communion, sharing, and love, co-creating with one another, with God. What a wonderful opportunity. You see, it's the same event, but we're aware of it in a totally different way. And this comes back to this idea that we talk about a lot, which is the guiding element of faith, the guiding dimension of faith that directs our creativity. And it is this. It is this understanding that God is all-powerful, all-loving, and ever-present, and therefore everything must be to bless us. We are His children. He has total power, total control, total love, total awareness. And so on this level of awareness, our awareness becomes unlimited as God is unlimited within us as we surrender what we think, what we know, our experience to go beyond. And that's how awareness, the third word of this dance, the dance of awareness, connects with desire, wanting, which is the third word of the first dance. What is awareness? Ultimately, awareness is the openness to more. Desire is the awareness that there is more. The way that we usually think and talk about desire is we immediately think of it as being attached to something. I want a new car. I want to be with that woman. I want this food. I want this whatever, this situation. I want to be in this place. Whatever it is you think you want, it's just the directive of this awareness that there is more towards whatever you believe will fulfill that space within you, that space, that awareness of more that is wanting to be filled. On this level, however, we move beyond this usual experience of desire into a pure experience of awareness. And in pure awareness, it's not about being aware in any particular way. The goal of awareness is to simply be aware of what is. There's no good, there's no bad. It's just what is. Where does good and bad come from? Those are values that we place on our perception of what is. Based on what? Based on what we want, based on what we've learned, based on what we believe should be or shouldn't be. But all of that is arbitrary and irrelevant. And all of that limits our perception and causes us to use our awareness of what is, to direct our awareness of what is in a way that limits us. And in the most negative sense, when we are aware of something as being bad, we're literally feeding our attention, our awareness, to what we don't want. And ultimately, manifesting that. I was just a few minutes ago talking to a friend about the temptation to hold on when you have something that you feel good about, comfortable with in your life, the temptation to hold on to it. Well, when you're holding on, what you're doing is you're exercising the fear of losing it. So when you do that, what you're doing is you are being aware of whatever it is. Let's say it's money. And let's say that I have this money and I worked for this money and this money represents freedom to me and now I'm holding on to it. Why? Because I want to hold on to the potential that that money represents. And I'm afraid that if I lose it, then I'm going to have to start all over again and I won't be as free as I am and all of that. But the truth is, in holding on, I exercise my awareness of the fear. I give my attention my awareness of the fear. And ultimately, when I do that, eventually, I'm going to lose that thing that I'm trying to hold on to. Why? Because I'm giving my attention to it in a negative way. I'm giving my attention to it based on my fear of lack. How do we work with that? Just be aware of what is. And in our humanness, we do make this assumption. We make this assumption that whatever is to bless us. Now, that could be called a value judgment. But the truth is, it goes beyond learning or knowing, because we are always being blessed just beyond the limit of our awareness, just beyond the limits of our imagination. I can only assume that this is true because this is how we grow. We grow by expanding the limits of our awareness. And so, this leads us to the final word, which is loving. Loving is the final word in the system. And the final word in the first dance is letting go. And letting go is how we come into the isness, which is loving. What is? Loving is. Is it a belief that I have that says everything is to bless or love us? Yes, it is. But it's a belief that I am constantly growing more and more aware of. There's the exercise of truth. And it's not a truth based on something that I've learned. It's based on what I really want. What I really want is the experience of being loved unconditionally. No matter who I am, what I do, where I am, I want that experience of always being loved. Do I have that experience? More so every day because I exercise that faith. And based that I've done this for quite a number of years now, and it has continued to grow. And when I feel myself sliding backwards, all I have to do is take a look, and it's like, oh, I am not exercising my faith that I'm being blessed here. I'm holding on. I am trying to prevent something from happening, so on and so forth. The quality of God is love. The ultimate quality of our own true self is love. That's why we want love. We just want the permission to be who and what we are. We are love. The whole purpose of freedom is the freedom simply to be our truest selves, which is love. And there's a beautiful connection between awareness and love. Love is perhaps the most confused word in our language or any language, and that's because of a number of things. It's because we have two hearts. We have a caring heart. We have a loving heart. But most of all, it's because love transcends our will. It's not something you can do. So what is love? Love is the thing that fulfills our needs. And love is what flows through our awareness to create and to manifest our reality. All we need to do is focus our awareness. That is something we can do. And that is the purpose of these heart dances, to focus our awareness. And so on this level, the dance goes like this. I am consuming, I am creating, I am aware, and I am loving. And it's very easy to see the flame within these words, the flame of spirit, the flame of our own spirit. I am consuming, the flame consumes. I am creating, the flame creates warmth and light. I am aware. When you look at that flame, you can see how sensitive and open, aware it appears. Awareness is even, ultimate awareness, human awareness, is described as enlightenment. Everything is illuminated. The flame illuminates. And loving, the gifts of the flame, the light, the warmth, the energy, the very inspiration of its presence, the way that it touches into our own true and pure presence. It's loving. So as you work with this dance, again, focus on the light, focus on the flame, focus on the flame that is your own spirit. The yoga of this level is bhakti yoga, which is devotion. Know that as you affirm, I am consuming, I am creating, I am aware, and I am loving, that you are focusing, devoting yourself to these qualities of God within you. Allow yourself to feel that experience of devotion. And you will find that this dance is very, very beautiful and a very wonderfully creative and uplifting experience that will assist you in manifesting, consuming your life, creating it anew, being aware of your life in an ever renewing and uplifting way, and the force of love that flows through you, which is literally God's presence, with whom we, as creators, co-create our lives and our existence. And so in this final dance, we come to this place of conclusion, of knowing our true nature, of affirming our true nature. In each of the previous dances, the dance of desire, the dance of knowing, dance of the cross, the dance of caring, the dance of communion, the dance of vision, the dance of identity, each of these is a stair step that brings us to this final dance. Consuming, creating, aware and loving. This is the dance of awareness, which is also the dance of loving. And this is the conclusion of the first class in this eighth dance.